It's Monday, December 6th, 2010. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Okay, Kyle, I have a tradition.
And that is?
I try to work up to ho, ho, ho before Christmas.
Are you there?
No, I'm at one ho.
Oh, okay.
How's your ho level?
Wow. I don't know how to answer that. You know what? I am not a Scrooge. I'm not Bah Humbug. But I like to wait. I like to, you know, maybe not till December 18th or 19th, but there has been Christmas music at our house already.
See, so I'm kind of seasonal. One, if you start with one, yes. You work your way up.
Yes.
If you need to go find your first of your ho-ho-hos, 6:45 tonight, the Rogers Christmas Parade.
Oh, and you know what? I like a nighttime Christmas parade.
And they have some, in the past, they've had some really cool floats. Really interesting. They had a huge Grinch.
Yeah.
So it starts at 5th and Poplar, goes to 1st and Poplar, north on 1st, to Walnut. You can find out more about it at 936-5487.
The great thing about a parade, though, is you don't have to follow it the whole way. Just find something along the route and then just plan yourself.
Find a warm spot.
Right.
And tonight, the members of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Music Department will play a warm-up concert at 7 at the Stubblefield Center on campus. After the show, everyone will depart for the campus green, where a light display will be illuminated.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yes. All right. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.